This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
But I also think about it, and what's Tua feeling now? You know, I talked about this earlier in the week. He's constantly hearing rumors that the team that he's quarterbacking for is trying to trade for another quarterback. He's playing for a head coach who's trying to trade for another quarterback. He's playing for a front office that is trying to trade for another quarterback. I mean, Tua's got to be sitting there going, well, wait a minute, guys. Didn't you draft me? It was the number 5 pick overall in the draft. You had Herbert there, but you chose me. So you must like me, right? But then again, all I hear are Watson rumors. And then again, you look at that offensive line and, you know, I know their heart was in the right place, but they did a terrible job of assisting their young quarterback. They gave him a terrible offensive line. They didn't give him a dominant running game. They didn't give him good offensive coordinators or experienced offensive coordinators. Didn't give him an experienced offensive line coach. Hard to succeed with all of that. Oh, and by the way, your receivers are injury riddled. It's near impossible. Tua cannot feel like he has the support of the organization. Oh, and by the way, how about some of you out there? You know how many of you out there that you don't want Tua? You've given up on him already? 11 games in and people have given up on a quarterback, which is, you know, it's as asinine as it gets. You know how many guys developed 2-3 years down the line in the NFL and became Pro Bowlers, All-Pro, Hall of Famers? So Tua looks around and goes, I got half the fan base pissed off at me already. I got a front office and a coaching staff that is in the middle of Deshaun Watson trade rumors, and they refuse to come out to the podium and say, none of it is true. We're not interested in Watson whatsoever. Tua is our guy. I mean, think about that. You know, I talked about this earlier in the week. So when your child says, you know, I want to be an artist, what do you tell them? You can't draw a circle, you idiot. Is that what you do? When your wife or husband says, you know, I'm going to ask for that pay raise and that promotion. So you as a spouse, do you tell your spouse, oh, honey, come on. You know you're not qualified. You know you got the job only because, you know, your looks. I'm just wondering, do we not support each other? Do we not help each other? Don't we want people to get better? Don't we encourage them? Don't we support them when they're trying to do something? Right? And if you're Tua, you got to feel like that kid that has the dysfunctional parents at home that don't care, don't listen to you. They think you're a failure, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's got friends around the neighborhood that they're constantly picking on him. That's what Tua feels like. Tua feels like the kid in the neighborhood that is not liked by anybody. And he's done nothing to earn that. He's played well under absolutely terrible conditions. He's coming back from major surgery. And then he suffers another injury because of your irresponsibility. And yet, all he hears from half the fan base is, they hate him. He's short. He can't throw the ball. He's unintelligent. Can't read defenses. Whatever. He hears every negative adjective out there. You think about that. You think about being the quarterback of a city and a fan base that doesn't support you. It's got to be tough, man. It's got to be tough. And your teammates, you think they don't see the same thing? Even if they like you, it's like, well, we like them, but they don't like them. Huh? You know, it's weird. It's a weird dynamic.